Hi, beautiful souls. It's Chirone Unity Hope here, and I just want to share this really as brief as possible feedback or information in relation to the background to this Venus Evening Star Third Gate of Personal Power transmission, because this particular gate has taken me 3 months to integrate. So I actually channeled it days before the crown chakra seventh gate, 2 days before June solstice 2015. But on that day, I connected back to the actual portal, which was on my birthday earlier this year. So the amazing thing is, and there's so much magic going on here that it completely blows my mind. I didn't realize until I started writing this particular page that the third gate of gate of personal power in the morning star cycle that we complete with this evening star cycle actually occurred 2 days after solstice in 2014. So there has been a full year gate to gate for me. And the fact that I thought I was running 3 months late with this transmission turns out to be completely perfect. Don't you love it when a good plan comes together that you were not even aware of? So the magic, truly, that has gone on here. This particular gate was the most challenging gate for me to integrate. Thus, it has taken a good 3 months from the 20th of February to now almost the 20th of June. It's actually 4 months, isn't it, for me to integrate to bring through this transmission. What was going on at that gate for me was what this gate is all about, and one of the most challenging times of my life. I had been residing in Ubud, Bali on a stargate for nearly 3 years. And in the days leading up to this particular gate, in fact, the months and probably the year, but particularly the months leading up to this gate, things had got very energetically intense for me on that grid point. They were for the entire time, but to be honest, I won't go into a huge amount of detail. The darker energies of that grid point that are quite significant and very present had really located me and were very much sending a lot of power, attack, challenging energies my way that for the entire time I was there I was needing to deal with. But in those later months prior to my departure, it got so intense that 2 days before this gate, I was given the message so strongly that I had to leave, and I had to leave now. Myself and my family were in grave danger energetically. I will not go into the details of that, but I assure you it was very real, very tangible and very palpable. The issue was that we had no money in the bank account, and how on earth was I going to relocate my entire family internationally back to Australia with no money? And I was up at 1:30 in the morning crying to my husband because I knew in every cell of my being the power abuse had got too much. It was too dangerous. We had to leave. And how could this be that I could not afford to leave? How could I be in this situation? It didn't make sense. Really, if you think about it, I wasn't owning my power at all. I'd allowed myself to be in a location longer than I should have been, to be experiencing extreme abuse of power, of black magic, and so much more. And I had become so overwhelmed and so tired and even actually scared, which is huge for me because I'm pretty much the star warrior, that I was in a total victim mode and very challenging. So I was crying. My husband was very upset because he felt that he wasn't in a position to support me, be the magi that he is. And he was very frustrated that the resources weren't there so that he could follow my guidance and act very swiftly. Amazingly, this gate occurred, and you would not believe it, but depth of dark night of the soul to rebirth very quickly, in that we came up with two incredible concepts that allowed us within the space of 3 days to manifest nearly $20,000 Australian dollars, book our tickets home, freight all our furniture home, get a rental property before we arrived and a car before we arrived and get back here 14 days later. The support of the universe was palpable, but I guess what was going on was that we were reclaiming our personal power, saying enough, acknowledging that we were powerful co-creators and that spirit had our back. And when we were aligned with our destiny and purpose, when we were moving with the divine timing, moving with our personal guidance, we could achieve miracles and more. And that we did. We were exhausted by the time we got here. It has been now 12 weeks of incredible challenges, huge change, as we struggle to deal with the growth and the level of work we have without all the support structures of staff and those things that we had in that other location, and still dealing with severing the energy that had been creating a lot of distortion in our lives. It's been massive. But today, on the 19th of June 2015, one day ago, I rose like the phoenix from another dark night that was triggered by the sixth gate evening star, which is all about feeling the magic and knowing your power to co-create. And I tell you, I received a wand yesterday. If you look at the sixth gate transmission here, you'll see the link to this story. That wand, the partner of that wand, had been destroyed by the energies of Bali, and just yesterday it arrived and all the magic came together. This transmission, this activation, as well as the sixth gate activation coming through today, perfectly together, perfectly timed to support you and everyone else who connects to this now and into the future, with Venus at the third gate of personal power, which is my personal Venus gate, my birth gate, if you like. So very, very magical indeed. It's been an absolute joy to share this background with you. I couldn't possibly try to type this one out in words. My heart to yours, my soul to yours. Chirona, blessings be.